Welcome to Weekly with WIC, episode number 2. Love Local is a weekly podcast produced by Kate & Company and in partnership with Expect More Tehama. Our priority is community engagement, trusting that an engaged community is a vibrant community. In this season, Love Local aims to answer the big question: what will parents, community members, and students need to make the mental shift in order to operate in a consistent and safe manner during this pandemic that will allow our kids to return to school, reduce the COVID-19 positivity rate, and keep businesses and schools open and people safely working?
Hi, my name is Lindsay Miller-Byrne, and I'm a PA here in Tehama County, and welcome to Weekly with WIC. I have the honor and privilege of having a chat with Dr. Wickenheiser, who is not only our local public health officer, but he's an internal medicine physician and has worked in our community for decades. And I can tell you, because I've known him and worked alongside with him for probably the last decade and a half, that he truly is a caring human, deeply rooted in our community. He's reasonable, he's rational, and he cares about keeping our county open and operating during this pandemic. And so we're really grateful to be able to just pick his brain and help navigate through these uncertain times in this pandemic, which is why we created this segment called Weekly with WIC. So today we get to talk about the dreaded watch list. So we're on the watch list. So what does that mean? What happened? And help us kind of unpack this, Dr. WIC.
Well, to be on the watch list, there's a number of criteria that have to occur. The first is the state looks at the number of cases per 100,000 population. The cutoff is 100. We've actually been doing fairly well. Our case rate has been as low as in the 60s per 100,000. In the last 3 or 4 weeks, it's been around 95 or 96. Unfortunately, last Thursday, it was 103.4 for 100,000, and on Friday, it was 104.3. Since then, it's continued to go up. That's one of the reasons that you can end up on the watch list. The second reason is case positivity. And the case positivity is defined as a number of tests that are positive over the number of tests that have been obtained. Our case positivity is only 4.9%. You have to have a case positivity of 8% before you get on the watch list. The third item is the number of tests. And the state looks at the number of tests over a one-week period. As of today, we've averaged 216 tests per day over a one-week period. The threshold is 150. So again, we meet that threshold. The next one is a change in hospitalization. And that's based on the three-day average of the COVID-19 positive patients that are hospitalized. That has a cutoff of 10%. Unfortunately, last week we had several patients in our local hospital. That resulted in a population change, a percent of 40%. So that put us over the cutoff. The next item is the number of intensive care unit beds that are being used. If you have more than 20% of your intensive care unit beds used for COVID-19 patients, that also can potentially put you on the watch list. We were almost 30% last week since we had 2 patients in the hospital. Lastly is the number of ventilators. And if you have only 25% of less of your ventilators available, you're on the watch list. We've not had to use any of our ventilators, so we had 100% of our ventilators. So if we look at it, the thing that triggered us being on the watch list was our number of cases per 100,000 and then our change in hospitalization. Now, as of today, the only thing that we have is the number of cases per 100,000, and we're at 116.9. That's a 401 this morning. All the rest of the indicators are within safe limits. So what does that mean that we're on the watch list? Well, the first thing that happened when the state notified us of the data, they monitor it for a period of 3 days. They want to see during that period of 3 days' time, are your numbers improving? Are they worsening? What's going on? As I said, ours have just gradually gone up in terms of our case rate. The others have all improved. Once that threshold is triggered, all it takes is one of those being positive if it remains elevated after 3 days, for you to go on the watch list. We have had discussions with the state today as late as noon discussing this very issue, but it appears very clear that unless the state changes its mind, we will be on the watch list as of 12:01 Tuesday evening, which means that this will affect the county as a whole start of business Wednesday morning.
So just listening to you unpack that, obviously we know it is multifactorial. It's not just one thing that lands us on the list. But now that we are on the list, what is the implications and how does this impact our schools, our businesses, and overall our community vitality?
For the schools, if schools have started in-person instruction before we're on the watch list, those schools remain open. The only reason that those schools would close is if there was a large outbreak within the school system and we needed to deal with that. In terms of businesses, the list of businesses that are affected are many. But what happens is that all of these businesses have to close their indoor operations. And that includes gyms and fitness centers like yoga and dance studios, places of worship and cultural ceremonies, so weddings and funerals, offices for non-essential sectors, personal care services, which include nail salons, body waxing, shopping malls. Those would be shopping malls that do not have any exterior doors. So all businesses that would be accessed through an interior corridor. Hair salons and barber shops, and then a higher education. And higher education means that they can't have in-person instruction except for essential services. Say, for instance, nursing people who are taking labs, fire personnel who have to do on-site service, things like that. Then shops that do tattoos, piercing, and electrolysis may not operate outdoors and they have to close completely.
Okay. So we'll make sure that we can get this list. I know it's available online, but we'll be able to send a link to that as well so that people can get a visual of that.
You're listening to Love Local, a podcast series dedicated to fostering community engagement. During this season, we're focusing on COVID-19 and more specifically, information that will allow our kids to stay in school, reduce the positivity rate, keep our businesses open, and people working safely. This podcast is produced by Kate & Company in partnership with Expect More Tehama. To gain other valuable resources, visit expectmoretehama.com or follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Love Local.
So now that we're on the list, what can we do as a community to get off the list?
In order to get off the watch list, all of the parameters that I had mentioned have to return to normal. Once those parameters return to normal, then what happens is they have to be normal for a period of 3 days. When those parameters normalize for 3 days, then what happens is we have to wait 2 more weeks before we can open those enterprises back up that were closed because of being on the watch list. The question is, what can we as a community do to get off the watch list? Well, we need to change our social behavior. The driving forces behind this have been social gatherings, family gatherings, group camping, things like that. We've seen wedding celebrations that were not to take place, large funerals, all of those things. And it seems like people have forgotten that they need to do their part in this. The businesses have done very good for the majority of the businesses. We have some people who are outliers, but the cases that we have seen have not come about because of bad practices within a business. They're all coming about because of what I have already mentioned. So it's very frustrating that we as a public are being held up by individuals who decide not to follow the rules in society while the businesses are doing their part and they're struggling financially.
Listen. So we have been getting some response from members and businesses in our community. So we thought we'd put together sort of a rapid fire questions based on their inquiry. And if you could, well, I'll ask you a question and try to answer as best you can in one sentence or less. So we'll kind of just take it down real quick. So first one, what will be the largest impact to our community now that we're on the list?
Economic.
Okay, that was one word, perfect. So how do masks, for example, affect that economic aspect?
There was a study recently that showed just wearing a mask adds $56 to the gross domestic product per day per individual.
Wow, I didn't know that. Okay, number three we got from the community. We are not on the list because of our positivity rate as of today. It's only 3.8%. So why are we on the watch list?
Again, we're on the watch list because of our case rate, 116 per 100,000.
Okay, so are we way over the thresholds of data or are we barely on the list?
It's significant in that the trend is now upward.
Okay, that's positive. We've got some room for growth here and really some behavioral change is what I hear from you. So the next one is, could you clarify how businesses specifically can reopen?
The businesses can reopen once again, once we've met all the criteria for 3 days. Then we have 14 days after that before they can reopen.
Okay. What enforcement efforts are in place for those businesses who have had to modify or shut down?
We're using county code enforcement as an educational tool to work with these businesses. And so far it's been very successful.
Okay, great. And what impact does this have for our schools that are already open?
There should be no impact for the schools that are already open. We'll deal with each school on a case-by-case basis.
Okay, then the other question is, how does it impact schools that have chosen to do distance learning?
Schools that have not had in-person learning are not allowed to start in-person learning until we've been off the watch list for a period of 14 days.
Okay, and final question for you. What are three things that we can do to get off the watch list and stay off the watch list?
The first item would be wearing a mask, cover your face. The second item would be maintain your space, just as we're doing here. The third item would be avoid social gatherings. And as an added, wash your hands. But I just want to remind everybody that as we look at this pandemic, the whole issue should be about the community. It's we, not I. It's what can I do that adds to the we that helps the population. By wearing my mask, by doing the social distancing, all the things that we can do that are gonna help our economy. We're gonna keep our businesses open. We're gonna keep our schools open. We're gonna do all the right things for the right reasons.
Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of Love Local, believing that an engaged community is a vibrant community. This episode was brought to you in part by Expect More Tehama and our friends at the Shasta Regional Community Foundation. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and visit our website at expectmoretehama.com. Do you have a specific question? Send an email to kate@expectmoretehama.com.